No, I mean, look at that, man. Looks like a radio station.
CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Request lines are up.
It's open. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. Got a nice little show lined up here tonight, just a really laid-back kind of show. And you know it's a great jazz show because I'm here for the hour, and I'm only going to play five songs. So you're not going to hear a lot of my voice tonight, which is probably great, but you're going to hear some great jazz. We started off tonight with Ray Brown. Ray Brown, of course, many of you will know as a longtime bass player with Oscar Peterson, but he made a number of albums, both as a sideman and in this case, as a leader. That one from 1977, the song called Slippery. And it from an album called Something for Lester, a bit of a memory to Lester Young, featuring Cedar Walton, young Cedar Walton on piano, and Elvin Jones on drums. Tremendous rhythm section. Slippery starts us off. Coming up next, this is sort of the song that sort of made the show come together. I've been thinking about the song for a few weeks and I was going to play it and was waiting for the right time to play it. And why not today? McCoy Tyner, of course, is one of the great piano players in the history of jazz. Many of you will know him from his work with John Coltrane, but of course he has an incredible and stellar career as a solo artist, as a backup artist, as an all-star artist, and the list goes on. He teamed up repeatedly over his career with Bobby Hutcherson on bass. In fact, I remember seeing him play here in Winnipeg with Bobby Hutcherson on bass. And we're going to hear this duo together, backed by Herbie Lewis on the bass, who I think is a star of this show, and Freddie Watts on the drums. The album is called Time for Tyner. It was actually released way back in 1968. We're going to hear it now. Here is a McCoy Tyner composition called African Village, right here on 52nd Street. What you think of that? Africa's Village, McCoy Tyner from the album Time for Tyner. McCoy Tyner on piano, of course. Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. Herbie Lewis, great bass. And Freddie Watts on the drums. And, you know, that song went by so quickly. It's a 12-minute song. And if you're like me, you're just kind of wondering where the time went, because it's such an engaging song, and it's so captivating in so many levels. And, you know, as abstract as it is and as expressive as it is, it's also really grounded, and it makes it very easy to listen to, in my view. All right, coming up next, we're going to jump ahead a couple of decades into the late 1980s when a youngish Wynton Marsalis was starting out his career and recorded an album called City Movement. It's a sort of double album. And part two is sort of an homage to the past of jazz, but part one is sort of, we'll call it future, but jazz as it was then, and there's sort of these different pieces of the city. There's a great song called Stop and Go, but we're going to play one tonight called City Beat, and I think you'll hear how it kind of fits into our theme tonight. So from the album City Movement, here's Wynton Marsalis with City Beat right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. Amen. There you go. City Beat, the second track off the album City Movement by Wynton Marsalis. Kind of a nice little pace back and forth, up and down in that tempo, playing around with that a little bit, and that kind of underlying groove that was there the whole time. You gotta kind of listen for it, but it's there the whole time, just kind of driving it along. All right, well, coming up next, we've kind of just eased ourselves into something very nice. This is going to be a 15-minute blues song. Actually, it's called Soul Junction, so I guess technically we should call it soul, but it's really a blues from 1957. The album is called Soul Junction. It's the title track. It features Red Garland on piano, but two special guests with his group, John Coltrane, the young and up-and-coming tenor saxophone player at that time, and Donald Byrd on trumpet, and of course, Donald Byrd went on to become an academic and a professor, but put out a number of incredible albums in his time as a performer. He kind of performed as well as he taught. But his early work and his work in the 1960s, working with especially Pepper Adams on the baritone sax, I find particularly compelling. He actually, speaking of soul, got very much into this kind of fusion soul early 1970s kind of sound. So you listen for his music, it's a really interesting evolution. Also features George Joyner on bass and Art Taylor on drums. And they're just going to set down a nice simmering kind of groove. Here is Red Garland, John Coltrane, and Donald Byrd with Soul Junction. That was fun, wasn't it? Soul Junction from 1957. Red Garland featuring John Coltrane on the tenor sax and Donald Byrd on trumpet. Well, coming up next, I told you we'd do five tracks tonight, and we're at number five. It's gone quickly. Just a nice kind of laid-back show tonight. Just a good way to spend a Sunday night, just relaxed and taking it easy. A lot of a blues kind of tinge to it, and a nice vibe all the way through. And we're going to end tonight with a song that comes from 1961, Live at the Village Gate. And we're going to end with the jazz flute. And for many out there, of course, you're going to be thankful for all of your request letters saying, please, more jazz flute. Some of you, less so, but I love the song. Herbie Mann on the flute. But again, this is just fits into this kind of nice groove that we've got established tonight, all the way from Ray Brown all the way through. And it's this incredible bass line that just kind of keeps this one going. The song is called Coming Home Baby. And as indicated, it's actually a recording that comes live from the Village Gate in way back in 1961. So, until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying, take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Here now, Herbie Mann, Coming Home Baby.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Hey, you're tuned in to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
You're listening to Nightlight on 101.5 UMFM. Warning, the program you are listening to is completely un... Please listen at your discretion.
Sun, cleaning out your dirty laundry, so you can't trust anyone. Okay, you're out with your new friend. Okay, she's got a famous name, and okay, she looks like me. I guess to you it feels the same. You can come to my party, trying to get out.